is Mary Emerson from San Jose, California, and I am here to review a product from U.S. Robotics. It's called the SoundQuick, SoundQuick wireless audio access device, which is a long way of saying FM transmitter receiver. This device is specifically made for transmitting signals from your computer's sound card to any FM radio or even a stereo. You have a choice here of whether you want to use an FM frequency, which is pre-programmed into the device, or if you want to hook it up to your stereo system. And you get all the cables that you need with this. So there's no need to purchase, for example, a Y connector to convert a set of RCA stereo plugs to a single mini stereo plug, because that comes with the device. I bought this for $99 from QVC, which is a shopping service. That's iqvc.com on the internet, and you can do a search for FM transmitter. And the thing that I find so attractive about this device is that it broadcasts at 88.1 or 88.3, and that is adjustable from the receiver. There is a four-position switch on the back of the transmitter. I can't really quite figure out what that does, but when I got it from the factory, or from the merchant that I purchased it from, the switch was in the rightmost position, and I just left it there. So I think that would probably be the best way to go about adjusting this. There really is no adjustment to make, except for perhaps a volume control. So let me describe this. It comes in two parts. The transmitter and receiver both have the same shape of case, but they have different features on the outside, so you can very easily tell which is which. The case is kind of funny looking. It's sort of a cube shape, probably about 3 inches, maybe a little more than that, tall and 3 inches square. But it looks like a couple of pieces, one welded behind the other one. It's plastic on the outside. The very bottom is a square with four little rubber round feet sitting on each corner, probably about a quarter of an inch thick, so they're not, the thing doesn't sit very high off the table. The back part is kind of a cube shape. It's skinnier at the top than it is at the bottom. The front part looks like a flat rectangle, which is about the same thickness, about the thickness of your finger. You can put your finger on the very top edge. It almost looks like a flat panel put in front of this cube-shaped thing. And the front part is probably about a half an inch wider from right to left, and a little taller by maybe about a quarter of an inch across the top. But it's joined at the bottom so that the thing sits level. But it really is a funny shape to try to describe it. The back panel of the transmitter, if you have the device facing you, the front facing you, has from left to right the AC power, the mini plug that goes into the sound card, and then another mini plug to the right of that so you can plug your PC speakers into this thing. If you have the speakers turned on, this device will pass the sound through so that you don't have to have any sort of double connector off of your sound card. This thing, you just plug your speakers right into the back of it, and it works just fine. The top of both the transmitter and the receiver have a little antenna that sticks up, straight up, probably about, I'd say about a couple inches long. And the front of the transmitter has, at the top of it, a button for on and off, and it pushes on, it makes a certain sound, and then when you push it off, it makes a different sound. It sounds different slightly, because this is on, this is off. So that works quite well. And then on the left, lower left front of the transmitter is a rather funny looking knob that slants down and out from the machine, and that is the volume adjustment for the transmitter. If you look carefully on the top surface of this volume control, you notice a small raised portion. When the volume is all the way down, this portion is in the 10 o'clock position, but I find that if I put it so that this small raised portion is at 12 o'clock, then that adjusts the volume just about perfectly, so there's really no effort in fooling around with the volume control and worrying about distortion. The receiver looks very much like the transmitter, except for a couple of differences. On the back, from left to right, you have the AC power, and then a set of RCA stereo jacks, if you want to plug this thing into a stereo. And then at the rightmost, there is a two-position switch. The right position seems to be for 88.1. The position next to it is for 88.3. Above this switch is a short antenna, probably, I'd say, about 4 inches long. It's a flexible cable, and I guess that's for, you know, helping the receiver to send the correct transmission to the radio or to your stereo. The other difference is that on the front of this device, in the upper left-hand corner of the front, is a lock button. If the receiver has trouble trying to find the frequency that the transmitter is sending, you push this lock button and it locks it right onto it. It does a scan to look for the frequency. There is the usual power on and off switch here. You push this for on, and the same essential sound for off. There is no volume control on the front, really no need for one, because the transmitter controls the volume of what is sent out. Setting up the receiver is very, very easy. You plug the thing in, you turn it on, make sure the transmitter is turned on, and then you have a choice. You can either use the receiver as a stereo component, which means that if you've got an extra set of RCA jacks in the back, you can connect the enclosed cable to that set of jacks and then to the jacks in the back of the receiver. And you don't have to worry about FM at all. It's just used as a stereo component. Or your other option is that you can use this as an FM receiver, and if this device is placed within 10 feet of your FM radio, then it will broadcast it to your radio at 88.1 or 88.3, which is very easy to find, even if you're using a digital setup. Or in my case, I decided to go back to my old Fisher stereo, which has an old-fashioned FM dial on it, and you just tune it all the way over to the left end, and you practically are right on the station. So it's just a breeze to set this thing up. The only disadvantage is that this kit comes with only one receiver. I don't know if it will work with more than one, or if you can purchase extra receivers for extra radios, or if you can even send to more than one receiver at once. For example, if you're listening to a radio in your living room and you want to receive the same streaming audio or MP3 in your bedroom or out in the yard or the garage or something, I don't know if you can use more than one receiver with this kit. Although you can install this device without having to look at the little brochure that comes with it, I looked at the brochure to try to find some information regarding the range of the transmitter, and reading it with the Opticon, I didn't find anything specific, but my stereo is probably about 20 feet or 25 feet away from the PC. So it worked fine. In fact, the signal was rock solid. I had this going for probably 2 or 3 hours the first night that I was using it, and I had no problem with drift and no problem with clarity of sound. You might have to adjust the volume on the transmitter just a tiny bit to make sure you don't get any distortion, especially if you're playing it through a stereo. But as I said, the kit includes a connector to use with this thing if you want to connect it to a portable device or an FM Walkman or something like that. So you're not limited to just a stereo receiver. There's nothing wrong with this. I would really rate it a 10 out of 10. It's a breeze for a blind person to set up. You don't even have to read the instructions. It's all there for you. It's all obvious. You have just about any cable that comes with it that you would ever want to use. If you don't, then it's easy to pick up some sort of adapter. For example, if you want to plug it into a quarter-inch jack, you can just easily pick up an adapter somewhere and do that. Also, there's no need for any type of low-pass FM filter as there is with some other devices of this type, because this is specifically made to send signals from your PC sound card to another audio source. As I said, I give this a 10 out of 10. There's absolutely nothing wrong with this device. And you can get it for $99 on the internet from IQVC.com and search for FM transmitter. I just think it's terrific. One more thing I wanted to confirm. I didn't quite make it clear, but if you're going to use it as a receiver transmitter with your stereo or with an FM radio, there is no need to physically connect the receiver to the radio or to your stereo. That's one of the really nice things about this. The only time you'd need to connect it to the stereo or to a Walkman or something like that is if you're going to use this as a stereo component. If you're going to use the device as an FM receiver, then you just make sure the device is within 10 feet of your portable radio or your stereo, and then you provide power. This does have a power supply for the receiver and the transmitter both, so it comes with two AC cubes. Or alternatively, you can use three AA batteries for the transmitter and three AA batteries for the receiver. I've not done that, and I've not installed batteries, so I don't know how long the batteries last or how well it works. But I did want to confirm that you really don't need to connect the receiver physically to your stereo or your radio if you're going to use it with an FM frequency. So I hope this has been helpful to somebody out there. If you have any questions, you can email me at Mary Emerson, MaryEmerson, at SBC, Sam Baker Charlie, Global, that's all one word, SBC, GLOBAL, .net. And thank you for listening.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mose, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.